economic health of this nation has been.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I am Teddy Parrish, anchor host today, joined by two very powerful individuals, Troy Harmon, CFA, and Director of Research, and Benjamin Crow, CFA, CPA, CFP.
That's right.
H-I-J-K.
Element of people.
That's right.
You said powerful people. I was looking around to see who
exactly.
I'd missed.
I didn't know who walked in.
We have power. We're going to exhibit that today because we have a jam-packed show. We have a lot of questions. Actually, we have a lot of good questions. We've been in hibernation, if you will, a little bit.
No doubt.
Given the snow. This is our first live show in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but since all the economic indicators are blaming the weather, we'll just blame the weather, too.
That's right. Okay. Show over. And as you may well know, we're syndicated now. You can hear us all over Georgia and Macon, Columbus, Dalton, Augusta, Savannah, Noonan, and, of course, Atlanta. And you can reach us during the week by way of emailing us at drgene@hensler.com or Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Passenger Pigeon, et cetera.
We also have a number, right? 1-855-429-9166?
Yes, sir. And remember, if you do have questions throughout the week, you can actually email us at drgene@hensler.com. Send us those questions so we can answer them for you on the air. We'll be happy to do it. So, guys, this is a Money Talk show, and we usually start the first segment off talking about the economy, and nothing's going on this week, right? This is a pretty boring week.
Pretty slow week. We're kind of out of earnings and everything else, aren't we?
Well, we're not all the way out of earnings, but we're getting close to the end. I think 430 of 500 stocks have reported, so we're down to the basic, I won't call them crumbs. I'm sure they wouldn't appreciate that, but we do have some sales growth, actually, this quarter. We finally saw sales growth.
That's great.
Yeah, still less than 1% in the S&P 500, 0.84%, but earnings grew at over 9%.
Yep.
So that's good news. We did have earnings were about 1% better than what was expected, and our earnings were 4.7% better than expected, but sales growth was 1% better.
That's
got
good.
That backwards a little bit, but
That's good. We received that the fourth quarter GDP report a couple weeks ago, right?
And we got one coming up next week too.
Yeah, it's a revision,
right?
And Lord knows what we're going to get there.
Knows?
You see Walmart's numbers, which we'll get to later.
The
segment. We're horrible.
Yeah.
Saw some bad housing numbers come out this week, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I'm sure they're blaming the weather on that. But
yes,
is
they
that
are.
The big story?
Housing starts.
Yeah. On that.
Strangely enough, I looked through to see the individual places that housing starts were positive, and the Northeast was up like 62%. How do you make sense of that?
I don't get that. I think those numbers are probably going to be adjusted, revised.
You think they were out of their office because of foul weather and they just didn't get the right number? I don't know what's up.
The coldest winter since 92, I think, for the Northeast.
Yeah, wow. It's been rough.
Yeah, but, looking across what we have gotten economically in terms of reports, 2 weeks ago we got a weak jobless report for January.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good. Second in a row that was a big disappointment.
Yep.
That one, I think we saw payrolls raise 113,000 jobs. What is it we need for, I think it's, what,
225,
I think. Is
just to maintain.
Just to maintain
the
with the population.
Right. And of course, the expectations were for, what, 175, 180?
Yeah. Strangely enough, though, we did see the unemployment rate decline from 6.7 down to 6.6%, which is a positive, and I think that's part of the
if you
listen to the Treasury,
for the Treasury or those who are trying to spend numbers. The labor participation rate continues
that's
to
what
fall
fell off.
So there's structural unemployment.
Yeah.
We got some inflation numbers out this week also, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. A little bit of inflation in the early process on producer price index, but CPI, the consumer price index, the prices that we all pay, of course, minus, what is it, energy and...
The core.
Food.
Right, yeah, food and energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it was relatively flat again, so there's...
How bad was the PPI? What was PPI? 0.2? I mean,
yes,
is that...
0.2
I mean,
for
that's
the core.
That's not alarming for... Anybody at this rate,
right? Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. It's a little bit strange. Like I say, we had FOMC minutes this week, and they're already talking about maybe raising interest rates. Of course, I think they're talking about communication to raise interest rates.
They can't stop buying bonds yet, and they're already jumping.
Well,
they are
tapering still.
Yeah, they're not done yet.
It's funny how the market tried to get back into the old bad news is good news type of deal, but you know, by going up on bad economic news, but.
Right.
The Fed's not going to stop tapering.
No,
I think it's
pretty set in. They want to correct their balance sheet issues, and I think that's what's more at stake. But, you know, as we talk, we know the market has actually boosted interest rates. Not this past week. They were relatively flat. But overall, we have seen some bounces in interest rates. And when you have no inflation, that's a real increase in rates.
I heard an interesting concept that even with the tapering, that we'll likely see the 10-year stay below 3.5. I know it's a long way from there right now, below 3.5. But we'll see the 2-year actually rise and the interest rate curve will actually flatten.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a pretty
that would be real interesting. And actually this week, although it was minimal, we did see exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. The 2-year boosted up 1 basis point, and the 10-year was flat. So we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go to flat. We're talking about 0.32% on the 2-year and a 2.74 on a 10-year. So
And we but even with the bad numbers, we started the year off bad, but we're about back to break even now with the S&P.
Yeah, we're only off our December 31st.
0.37%.
Yeah, right.
37 basis points. And this week so far, we're up 15 basis points.
Yep.
And, you know,
more of that we could use.
And you know, look what's leading, utilities and healthcare. I think you were pounding the table on healthcare for a
minute. Yeah, I was, and it's really more of a political situation with Obamacare. I think there's still going to be, you know, people are still going to be driven to those exchanges, and it's going to boost the
whether you like it or not,
and surely the top line of insurance companies. So
definitely, and you know, margins may be attacked in some industries, but for the most part, I mean, there's a wide array of companies that are going to definitely benefit.
Right. I think that margin attacks are probably further down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you're going to see a benefit from Obamacare and health care, at least where the stock is concerned. And
the website's working.
Right.
Just a little.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's whether you like it or not. And I know a lot of us here aren't real fond of socialized medicine, but that's the way we're going. So
So we had a bunch of earnings come out this week, and I doubt if we'll be able to make it through all of them. But Coca-Cola had some pretty ugly numbers.
Yeah, it looks like selling less soda in North America.
Which has been the trend for a while now.
We've talked about with our holding in Pepsi and, you know, people getting healthier and all the rest of that. Actually, they met earnings at 46 cents, and that's what the street expected. But the top line revenue fell to $11.04 billion, and it was expected to be 11.31. So there's a lot of things that
How did that play out with all the bottlers? Didn't they roll back in CCE into Coke at some point in the fairly recent past?
They're still separated, I thought.
The larger ones are separated, but they are underway in actually
trying to acquire and buying some of those back. That was a big divestiture.
Hot potato almost. Yeah. You know, they continue to reverse their stance on that. I mean, every 5 or 6 years, which is puzzling to me.
Yeah. Either way, Coke lost 4% on the news on Tuesday, so not a good day for them.
And good old Genuine Parts.
Yep, Genuine Parts. This is Napa, right?
Yep.
Looks
very
like,
strong in the South.
Yeah, they've had some recent acquisitions, and those acquisitions seem to be driving revenues to the company. All things considered, they made 97 cents a share. They're diversifying too. It's not just a domestic company anymore. Mm-hmm. Shares were up 2% on the news.
Yeah, Waste Management. It was a waste. It looks like they lost, had a loss, and of course there are some charges involved there. So adjusted for those items, they actually came out with 56 cents, and that was a little bit less than what the street expected.
Right,
that's a good company, even though it has a horrible name.
It's
not
what they
horrible
do.
Waste.
Yeah, but I mean, it's what they do. It's
very descriptive.
It is descriptive of their operations, no doubt.
Yep, and I think we have to mention Walmart. Their numbers weren't great. They beat the top line, bottom line by a penny after adjustments, and their revenues were a bit light. And what's crucial with their numbers is they had a fourth consecutive quarterly decline in same store sales, and I think that's a big issue.
Yeah.
We could talk about that a little more. After the break, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Get you a cup of coffee. This is Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.